This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted to provide a total of $95 billion in foreign aid over the weekend. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
The bill contains $60 billion in aid for Kyiv now in its third year of war with Moscow. It includes $26 billion for Israel's war effort against Hamas, as well as humanitarian aid for civilians in conflict zones like Gaza. And another $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, where Taiwan continues readiness exercises should China invade. The legislation now moves to the Senate, where a vote should come early this week, advancing the measure to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Palestinian health officials said on Sunday Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people, including 18 children. More than half of Gaza's population of 2.3 million has sought refuge in Rafah from fighting elsewhere. Israel has vowed to expand its ground offensive to Rafah despite international calls for restraint, including from the U.S. Palestinians on Sunday recovered bodies found under rubble and dirt at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, weeks after Israeli army forces retreated from the medical complex. The Palestinian Civil Emergency Service said teams recovered 60 bodies from hospital yards, raising to 210 the number of bodies it had dug out there from last Friday. According to local officials, most of the bodies were buried on the hospital ground during the conflict by relatives of the deceased and hospital staff. This is VOA News. At least five rockets were launched from Iraq towards a U.S. military base in northeastern Syria on Sunday, two Iraqi security sources told Reuters. The attack against U.S. forces is the first since early February, when Iranian-backed groups in Iraq stopped their attacks against U.S. troops. It comes a day after Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani returned from a visit to the United States, where he met with President Joe Biden at the White House. Iraq's Kataib Hezbollah said early on Monday that armed groups decided to resume attacks on U.S. forces in the country after seeing little progress on talks to achieve the exit of U.S. troops during Iraq's prime minister's visit to Washington. TikTok on Sunday reiterated free speech concerns about a bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives that would ban the popular social media app in the U.S. if its Chinese owner ByteDance did not sell its stake by the end of the year. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
The House approved the legislation, part of a broader foreign aid package. The Senate is expected to vote on it this week, and President Joe Biden has said he would sign it into law. In a statement, TikTok said it is unfortunate that the House of Representatives is using the cover of important foreign and humanitarian assistance to once again jam through a bill that would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans. Many U.S. lawmakers from both the Republican and Democratic parties and the Biden administration say TikTok poses national security risks because China could compel the company to share the data of its 170 million U.S. users. TikTok insists it has never shared U.S. data and never would.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Monday is Earth Day, and the global theme is planet versus plastic. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
For Judith Enk, every day is Earth Day. As president of Beyond Plastics, which works to end plastic pollution, she lives by the theme planet versus plastic and says most of it is buried, burned, or dumped.
Only 5-6% of plastics are recyclable in the United States. So your key tip is to try to avoid plastic wherever you can.
Instead of a plastic bag of baby carrots, she buys a fresh bunch and even buys her peanut butter in recyclable glass jars. Enk says while it's hard to avoid plastic, be conscious and cut back with substitutes. Julie Walker, New York.
Ecuadorians voted on Sunday in a referendum on proposed tougher measures to fight a surge in gang-related crime. The once peaceful South American country been grappling with rising violence. I'm Joe.